Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
What's up, movie lovers? It's your girl, Rossi, and I'm back with another show. Guys, episode 2, season 2, Last of Us. Oh, who cried? Anyways, guys, let's get the show started. Okay, so you guys know us. We're Movie Lovers Unite. I have Padawan Frito. I have Jedi Master Tuck with me. We are also your gaming. We do your gaming segment, Rossi Games. Anyways, guys, we are going to discuss The Last of Us Season 2, Part 2, or Episode 2. Yeah. You guys, I mean, I don't know where to start. I had to clean my eyes up. I was
crying. I'm never watching this again. I mean, how dare they? I had no idea this was coming. I can't believe they did this. They just go and do whatever they want now. They don't follow the game in any way, shape, or form at this point.
Oh, God. I mean, this episode was definitely way better than the first, in my opinion.
Right.
It was definitely way better than the first episode.
Yeah.
I was a little skeptical after the first episode with just some of just acting skills. Let's be real here. This episode was definitely showcasing a lot more, one, cinematography skills from the crew. It was a beautifully done episode, like just the way that they worked through an actual blizzard.
Yes.
While filming this episode is pretty amazing because they were, you know, not only were they working against time in the episode itself, they were working against time in like actual filming and, you know, getting the shots that they wanted.
Right.
So I thought it was very well done in that aspect. And I really enjoyed that.
Right. I thought the, a beautiful scene that, well, a scene that I found really beautiful was, when Abby comes falling down the side of the mountain in the snow and you see all the infected people, ones with the flower pot heads, and they're just all frozen in time. And then all of a sudden, you know, the mountain starts to break apart or whatever.
Yeah.
And then they start moving. But it was just a really beautiful scene at first because you only see one hand kind of look and move. And then they're all moving. So a great scene.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like it was definitely well done with all of that setup and just, I think they definitely captured, cause they mentioned in the beginning of this episode, about how they won. Well, in the first episode, the Ellie ran across a smarter zombie than they've ever, you know, come across before. And then they said at the beginning of this episode that, a group, when it came across a smaller thing of zombies who were using frozen zombies basically as cover from the snow and to
Like insulation,
I'm a stronghold of survivors and I hear that, I'm like, oh, we're done. They're adapting. They're adapting.
Right. Yes, they are. They absolutely are. You know, them getting prepped because we, as we saw in the last episode, you know, they were closer to Jackson than they would want them to be. So them getting prepped for that situation, everyone going to their post. I mean, this town has prepped forever to make sure that if this were to happen and, the scene where you have the, I guess it was the bloater, the bloater, the bigger one. It was so awesome. He's one of my favorite characters, the bloater.
Yeah.
They're so intimidating and just the way he looks and the way he gets this slow run and then starts coming at you as a viewer.
Terrifying.
Yeah, I was terrified. I was absolutely terrified.
The scene in this episode that kind of played with me psychologically and startled me the most was definitely when Abby is getting away from those walkers and the fence comes down on her and she's just, I'm like thinking, in my head, I'm like, I'm done. I'm fucking done. Yeah. I'm just trying to get out of here, and they're just coming down closer and closer and trying to pull at me. I'm freaking the fuck out, Washington.
Right, and they're like ripping up their own hands to get through this fence. Oh, you know, you
that
see
gnarly
them.
Scene
yes, you
where
see
it's
that
pushing right through the center
yes,
of it.
Yes,
fingers. Oh, it was
right.
Oh, God.
So yeah. that was a pretty awesome scene, and you know, when she came upon Joel, thanks to him, he saved her, you know, and was able to scurry away with her. But yeah, this episode, I mean, as everyone knows, we're going to get to, you know, the nitty gritty of this episode. I was telling Don, you know, Jedi Master Tuck, just to let you guys know, I was telling him, like, I had to go do dishes. I couldn't do it. It was bad enough, you know, having to watch it in a game, you know, Joel's demise. But I couldn't. I stayed there, and when I saw her look over at the golf club, I was just like, I was out. I went to go do dishes. Brutal, brutal. But what do you guys think about this scene where basically when the infected people are attacking the town and how well prepped they were and the things that they did to fight back?
Yeah. I mean, just to start, like, it just goes to show that, like, the level of preparedness can never be like fully outdone. You can always be more prepared. And like they weren't even expecting anything like this.
No.
This was just them preemptively being like, hey guys, this might be an issue when it starts to get warmer and like these things start to come up. So like we're going to have to deal with this. So like let's start getting drills and stuff ready. But to actually be confronted with it like that, I mean, it was so well done, just the way that they started the onslaught with, you know, the, you know, riflemen and the barrels of oil and getting that all started. It was honestly very Games of Thrones-y. Like it was very much like a siege of a town or when the White Walkers were pushing
it felt
the
like,
fence.
Like one of the battles in the north. When like the Walkers in the north.
Yes.
Like, in the north.
When they're in the White Walkers and they're, you know, the what's it called? They're fighting them and holding them at that gate. It almost felt like that similar feeling of it. And I thought it was just so well done. And then the fact that they zeroed in on the bloater and, you know, that scene, I feel like I'm talking so much, but the scene where, like, you know, having Tommy, it's literally just the moment where Tommy looks up at his wife and it's just that, like, it wasn't even like uncertainty. It was just like, it was almost like, I'll see you later. It was, you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't like, there was
Let's
a look in the air, but
Let's
it was just
this.
Like, I'll talk to you about this afterwards. Like, he was planning on getting out of it, and like it was just, but he, you know, they were confronted against some serious odds.
Yes they were And I think when they do break through and the bloater, you know, is you know, Tommy gets his attention and he's starting to go after Tommy, I mean, the panic that sets in, because, you know, playing the game, you know, for me, you tend to go back and go, well, you know, nothing's going to happen to Tommy, you know, but then when this bloater, when he runs out of fuel for his, you know, fire gun and he's cornered, I'm thinking they changed things around. Like Tommy is about to lose his life. They totally changed it around. I'm like, there is no way his wife's not going to appear. It's not happening. And then as the bloater just kind of stops and is walking towards it, I'm like, how much fire? Like, is this guy like, is he exempt from fire? Is something new happening? And then he finally stops and drops. The relief.
The panic, you know,
I was so relieved.
Oh my God. When he hit him the first time, and like you said, I thought for sure it didn't do anything. I thought, oh, he is immune to that. Like, and then when he hit him the second time and it actually did something, I was like, oh, okay. I was like, good. Cause that first time it had me worried too. I was like, he might be immune to fire. I was like, this is
right.
Crazy. But yeah, there was a couple moments with them. I really like how they handled them in this episode. Tommy and his wife. I really like how they handled them.
Yeah.
Cause it was really cool. Her getting its attention from him and then him getting the attention back and then running. I mean, it was a really good setup with them too. And just how
it
they
also
out for each other.
It was also just
really
great.
That.
It was also really great to just see them like, be the leaders of this town.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Tommy.
Like,
yeah.
Tommy was cool to see up on the wall.
Like, you know,
yes.
you know, you have her being like kind of like basically the political face of the town, and then him just being at the front lines of the gates and, you know, taking on the hard task. Yeah. Like, you just see how much this community they're willing to die for and they're willing to fight for.
Right. It's like two different types of generals, but they're married also. You know what I mean? Like, one's the tactician, one's the like war, you know, general, but they both. Yeah, it's really cool to see their dynamic. Yeah, for sure.
I got a little worried too when like,
and that zombie started. Gives is great. That's he gives it in the tavern or whatever is really good.
I was going to bring that.
Oh yeah, They're like, I was getting nervous when they started breaching the roofs. Yeah. I was like, are they going to fucking kill her? I was like, they better not. I was like, they better not.
Right.
I was like, I'm going to lose my shit right here. They better fucking not. There was just one scene though. That I don't know if you guys noticed it. It was when the walker started coming up. She did this weird, like, like in the me and my girlfriend were just sitting there dying laughing. Like, what the fuck kind of tactical move was that?
There was there was literally one moment where she just kind of just like.
It's when they come in the door and she's weird. She's like, she was pop-taking the zombie.
I'm like, they're about to get her. They're about to get her. Please don't let them get her. Like, you know, the town cannot survive without her. They need her there. So I'm happy she got through it. But I wanted to go back to your point, Don, where the meeting that they're having, you know, the fact that the kids even know, you know, what do you do if this happens? You make sure you stay here. Everyone knows where they go. They even show, you know, a lot of the townspeople in the bunkers, you know, and you're not getting through that door. I was like praying that that door did not breach, but perfect place for them. So the fact that they all have these meetings, get together to where the kids know what to do. I love that part because I mean, and also the how the town was destroyed, you know, all the bodies laying around, the fire. Oh my gosh, it was a fight.
There was a scene that truly like, like broke me, but like truly was just like, oh, fucking damn it. It was just when, they were showing the town and they're going over the wounded and you just see the one dude show his hand like, and he just hands his gun over to the dude like, you gotta do it. And I was just like, the amount of like, mind fuckery that is to just be like you know what needs to happen.
Oh yeah.
Like, so, like it's a death sentence and you just need to, like your buddy now needs to pull the trigger and it's just such a somber moment that no word was spoken, just a simple point and a hand and that was it. And I thought it was just so powerful.
Right. Yeah, you see that bite, you know, and honest, and you know, as we already know, we've gone through this. He's got to go. And just him, like, being brave enough to know, you know, you got to do what you got to do. So, the whole scene, the fighting, defending their home was just great. And like you guys said, they did a great job at orchestrating that. So, okay, well, you know, Abby, you know, go ahead.
We can dance around this a little more. I can talk more about this. We don't have to get into that.
I was just thinking about this. The way they, when they show the people going down into the cellar and getting up on the walls and getting, this felt like Helm's Deep, didn't it?
That's what I'm telling you. It seemed like such a tactical, like siege of a town almost. Yeah. Like,
And then the bloater is the dude with the
he just throws himself into
He's the big one with the thing. Holy crap.
That's good.
Totally ripped off the tooth. No, but seriously, it was really epic. It felt epic though. Wow, it really did.
Yes.
It felt like an epic battle. It really did. That one scene when they're getting chased by them and then the other group start coming down and then they turn and like form into one.
Yes.
I really do like the fact that they truly are trying to make sure the audience knows that like this is a connected organism. Right. So like you notice that the moment that the vines get unearthed, that the entire horde is like, oh no, switch directions. There's this way.
Yeah.
And I think it was really, cause in the games, we are very much aware of this. We're very much aware you touch the wrong root. Somebody's going to know and they're going to come at you.
Yes.
But you know, so far in the series, besides like the little bits of here and there, they don't really show you how dire it is to touch the wrong fucking root,
right?
This, you know, organism.
Right.
And this, I think, in the early, like, first part of the first season, but
they didn't touch on it as much. The games, we all know, like, that's a prevalent thing. You go around the town and there's patches of this shit, and you gotta make sure you avoid it so you don't aggro any zombies in the area.
Right. Yep.
So, like, I think it was very well done to do to the audience who doesn't know the game, and to just remind them, like, this is a connected organism. Like, they are.
You see it moving. You see, like, absolutely.
Well, and it's right after they do that thing in the, where the dude pulls the thing out of the tube, the gutter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's right after that is when they all just go.
Yeah.
And that, you're right. Yeah. The way they connected. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It was a nice way to do that.
Yeah. Absolutely. And even after the battle and, you know, Tommy's, you know, coming around, and he and his wife connect, and you just see the devastation of the town. You see all of the, you know, the infected just laying there, and the way they just came to each other, and he just breaks down, just, you know, where she's lifting him up, like, can't believe this happened, but can't believe we made it, and just, and then the loss of life that, you know, from their own townspeople. That scene there also was really powerful to see. I was like, she's lifting him up and basically like carrying him inside. And so I thought that scene was, it was just well done, guys. It really was.
100%.
I think it just shows their connection again.
Absolutely. So well. Wonderful connection.
Yeah.
And I'm so happy that they both survived, because like we thought, Jason, that she was going to, on top of that roof, it was going to be over for her, and like, don't do it. But they both survived. They both survived. Yes.
Because
so close.
We know how these television shows like to keep us, the people who know the lore, on their toes. Like, they did it in, you know, Walking Dead. They've done it in plenty of TV series where they're like, you think we know, you know where we're going. Well, we're going to throw a wrench in that. So it's very easy, I think, for us all to be like, oh shit, they're real. This is the thing that they're going to make different. And I, part of me enjoys that they're playing with that. Right. You know what I mean? Like, I think it's nice to keep even the people who have played the game on the edge of their seat.
Right.
Because we know anything can happen, especially in this kind of a world.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What about
a cliffhanger with Joel, and they didn't do it yet with Joel. They left that as a cliffhanger, and they killed one of them instead. You know, either Tarby or his wife. What if they did? You know, what if they did? They could have been like, screw it. Let's just see what happens. Let's see what happens.
I was like, no.
I know. No. I'm glad they didn't, but yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Sure. But yeah, I totally agree with you. When Abby does get through that fence area where she's, you know, basically, you know, could die as well, get bitten easily, and Joel saves her. At that point, us knowing the lore and playing the game, you know, we know, you know, this is, you know, we're walking to Joel's death.
There was definitely every bit of me that was like, they could possibly change it.
Yeah, you know what? I thought so. I was thinking, you know, well, they could just decide to let him live, you know, and just not kill him. And so I'm hoping that, because I'm like, I know this. I know what's about to happen.
Yeah, he saved her. Why not?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I thought, you know, that she would, you know, they would change it. And, you know, because she saved her, you know, he saved her, that, you know, and Dean is with her. And just to let you guys know, if you played the game, you know, Jedi Master Tuck and I are both talking about it. And we quite remember that when Joel is out, he's actually with Tommy in the game. Dean is not with him I was really confused by that, because I was thinking, well, maybe, you know, they're going to switch it up, but they didn't. Anyways, it was okay that Dina was there. Just, you know, for those gamers, we know who was there. But when they do help Abby,
he's behind, I don't think, at that moment. I mean, even though
I don't know, because they set it up very nicely with him having to prepare this town.
Yeah, very true. Yes.
They set it up perfectly that Tommy was definitely more needed, and him being the leader that he is, he knew where he was needed. He wasn't needed on a patrol.
But don't talk sense to me right now, guys.
you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. You know, Frito, that's true. They, I mean, setting up the scene, they had have Tommy in town because of what happened. So, you know, well, so there's
a snowstorm, everything, you know, everybody's cut off from each other at this point. Yeah. I mean, we know how they set it up. Yeah.
Right. Right. But, you know, Dina ends up being with them and, you know, and that's great. And, you know, of course, you know, Abby has a place where they can, you know, go and get warm and, you know. So let's talk about it, guys.
By the way, I'm not leaving the 7-Eleven, just so y'all know. I would not.
Definitely not. I was hoping, hoping Ellie was just going to stay there. And I was like, Ellie doesn't leave. Yeah. It doesn't happen. Ellie doesn't leave.
Right.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Right.
But I, all in all, I think it was, so just from the very beginning, how they're setting it up where me and Don were talking about this earlier, how she was going out on, Ellie was going out on patrol with,
I forget his name.
Yeah, I literally can't remember his name right now.
Jesse, is it Jesse?
I think so. I think Jesse. Going on patrol with Jesse.
He's the one that was dating Dina.
Yeah, that was Dina.
Right. And, you know, he is very, like, she's all of a sudden like, no, I'm going to go do it with Joel. You know, I'm going to go do it with Joel. And I was just like, the more she said it, I was just like, son of a bitch.
Yeah. Right.
And I'm like, of course you want to do it with Joel. And like, this is going to be the setup for this.
Right.
Yes.
And I just, from the very beginning, I was like, they're laying this on.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yes. You know, when
and
they
I think
do
they did that on purpose, obviously now seeing how the episode played out. Cause again, I was expecting a cliffhanger. Once I realized what was going on, I definitely expected a cliffhanger. So
I was keeping track of the time because I'm like, okay.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I kept checking the time to see, okay, are they going to get to this or is, and it was looking like it was going to be a cliffhanger because time was running out. The show was about to go off. So I didn't think that they were going to be able to fit that in. So I'm like, okay, we're going to see this next week. But, you know, obviously we don't. And they had enough time to do that. And, you know, guys.
What I figured out was when she's riding up in the window and I looked at the time at that point, and it was like 12 or 15 minutes left in the episode.
Right.
I was like, oh, they're doing it this episode. I was like,
yeah, they're doing it. Yes.
There's no way.
From the very beginning of, you know, them finally getting to the, you know, the lodge.
Yeah.
You just also kind of see the hesitation in some of her peers' faces.
Yes.
You see this contemplation of like, are we really just going to let this happen? And like, even the dude who's been backing her, you can see like, just get this over with. Like, can we just like, we came here for a job. You got like, let's do the job and do it. And like, to start off with the shotgun to the kneecap was fucking crazy.
Yeah.
You just knew like, we're going to get into it.
Yeah.
Oh, the way she just turns around and shoots. I was just like, geez. I was like, they're playing her serious. Like, she's
They are. I was like, which is, you know,
the end. I would have. The only problem I have with Abby's character, and it's more of so the writing, I think last episode, they should have never had her say, like, Joel's going to die. Like, I'm going to kill Joel and I'm going to make it slow. Like, they should have never had her say that. And I think it would have made this scene just that much more, like, shocking.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, because you knew. You knew.
Actually got him. She was going to do exactly he said she was going to do.
Right.
Yeah. I think if they would have left it more vague, that's just in general would have them meeting up also.
Right.
Cause the moment I saw them, like him save her, I was like, you know, if I didn't play the game, I still would have been like, okay, that's Joel. She's going to try, you know, like I would have started, but if you wouldn't have said anything in that first episode, people would still have a bit of like, I wonder how this is going to play out.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I wonder how well this is going to go.
Right. That's the speech that she gives him when she's talking to him. And like you said, you know, the people that are behind her, you know, they didn't want, her people did not want to do it. The one girl was like, just mortified. The one guy, like, you know, like you said, just, you know, want to get it over with. And she's just talking to him, making sure that, you know, after she shoots him, you know, making sure that he remembers who she is. And I like the flashback of, you know, the hospital scene, you know, knowing that, you know, you killed her dad, you know, you killed her dad. And so, you know, this is going to happen. And one thing about the game that I liked is the fact that when you're playing both characters, you do get more of a sense of Abby losing her dad. So, you know, you get to want to like her and protect her in the game. And then you go back and play Ellie. So you get where she's coming from. But man, she heartless, just brutal. I mean, honestly, when she looked over at the golf club and, you know, look back at him, I really did, guys. I had to get up and go do the dishes. I didn't want to see it because it was brutal in the game. So, you know, it was going to be brutal, you know, watching the series. So it was just, I couldn't watch him do that. Yeah. I came back once Ellie was there and when she was laying on him. What did you think about that though, Don?
Yeah. I mean, again, it was brutal to watch. I mean, to watch it actually play out again, knowing what's happening, knowing what's coming.
Right.
It was still, I think, impactful. Like, I still felt it when it happened. Like, I definitely felt all of it.
Yes.
With everybody behind them, I don't think that they were against what she was doing. Not, they were against her torturing him.
Yes, they were for him, right.
Him would have been completely.
But that's right. Like Majid said,
torture.
Like, that's where they're all like, dude, right. You're becoming the monster that you're trying to take out.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's where that conversation comes in, where it's like, wait a minute, but now you're like the person that you're saying that you hate, like
exactly because she mentioned. You know that you don't shoot an unarmed person. We don't do that. And then they show the faces of her comrades, and they have a look like, well, you're doing that right now. Like you're doing that. But I do agree with you. You're absolutely right. They just wanted to kill him and be done.
Yeah.
Not all this extra stuff that she wanted to do.
Yeah.
That she did.
The most for them, but. I told this to Jason earlier, man. That sound when that thing goes into his
where it just cuts out the sound and it just kind of is like this eerie ring.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Sounds I think I've ever heard. Like it really hurt.
They did a great job conveying pain, torture, the you feeling for him, crying for him. I mean, they did a really good job, and the makeup, I mean, just his face being all beaten, his eyes, just, it was so realistic. It was so realistic.
The part in it where he like, where she's screaming, get up, Joel, like Joel, get up. And like, you just see there is a moment where he truly is like
trying
everything in him trying
to get up. Yeah.
And to get up, and he just moves like half an inch and you're just like, God, Joel.
And she comes over, and when she, like you guys just spoke about that part alone, I did see that.
Across the ground. Oh man.
Oh my gosh.
Like the way it ended where it was just the overhang.
Yeah.
That scene. Such a great shot, like overhead of her just holding him and just, it was such a gut-wrenching moment.
Yeah, laying her face on his on his battered face and just laying there. You know, you can imagine, you know what she's thinking. Like, I should have talked to him. I should have not been so mad at him. I mean, everything that you would think about, just the regret that she went through and what she will go through Joel's the strongest, toughest person ever. She's not thinking that would ever happen to him. But to see that, like, they got him. They got him. Yeah.
It's beautifully done because in the way they started off with her talking to Ellie, talking to Jesse and just being like, Joel and I will forever be Joel and I. Like,
right. Exactly.
No one's got to fucking worry about us. We're going to be fine. And then to have that happen, you just realize, like, you know, she's going to have this moment of like, shit, everything wasn't fine. And, you know, this is all done because it's obviously still settling in. And I think the shot of them taking his body back.
Yes.
You know, Danny.
I was going to say that might be the most chilling. Again, you know, everything that happens before that is crazy, but him wrapped up and then just kind of dragging him behind.
Right.
That hit me too. I was just like, I know why they're doing it. Obviously they have to do it that way, but it hurt. It hurt.
Oh, 100%.
At first I didn't see him. I was like, when I saw them on horses, you know, you see Dina, she's out of it. I didn't see him and I'm I said, what did they do? Did they
is kind of like,
Ellie's out of it. She's just out of it. So I don't see him. So I'm like, they left him there. Why would they leave him there? And then you see the rope on the horse and you see them dragging him. And I remember, you know, like, well, he's gone. Like it's done. They did it.
And I will say that it was another beautiful shot where they, you know, walk off and you get the town, you know, right there and then the mountains and the snow and you get kind of like the blizzard and the storm clearing.
Yeah.
I think the way they ended it with that shot was like, mwah, chef's kiss. Like it was very well, like, a very disturbing gift.
Right. And it's like, you know, because I'm thinking ahead, you know, next episode when they get to town, you know, what's going to happen? Just, oh my gosh. Tommy is going to lose it.
Yeah. He's going to lose it, but I don't think he goes. I think he stays.
You think it's just going to be Ellie and maybe Dina leaving?
Yep. Because the town just got under siege. The same reason he couldn't go help during this episode.
But this is, I think this is going to be way different. I think this is going to be, you know what I think it's going to be? I think it's going to be a moment where he may try to do that and his wife is going to tell him, like, you know, you're not going to be able to live with yourself.
Right.
Yeah. If you let that girl, that little girl, go off on this by herself.
Right.
That his wife will not let that happen.
No, you're right there. You're right.
And you know, the wife is capable. She's capable. Yeah. There are other men in town, but she's capable of making sure everything is okay.
And especially with them taking out such a large force.
Yes.
I would imagine they might be like, listen, how much more could there be right now?
Right.
In this area. So like that could also be a good reason for him to be like, yeah, no, I'm going.
Right. Sure. Right.
Yeah. No, that makes sense too. I do see that too. Yeah.
Yeah. Final thoughts, guys.
I mean,
I was going to say, I mean, I think overall I'm liking where the season's going so far. Yeah. I mean, I do like what they're doing with the season. They surprised me in a lot of good ways. Maybe a few I wasn't expecting. I didn't really like as much, but again, overall, I think I really like it. So I'm happy so far. Yeah.
Again, like I said, this second episode was, you know, top tier compared to how I felt off of the first episode.
Yeah.
and I see where they're going with this a bit more now.
Right.
And I also kind of, I'm a fan of the cinematography in this. So I kind of am really, excited to see how, cause the Last of Us 2 was a very nicely, you know, the game was a well done, like,
absolutely
made game. Yes. So I'm really excited to see how they transfer that over into this film or the TV.
Right.
This is the first review. Do you think that would have been better to release these two together, these two episodes together, maybe? At first? You think it would have been a better reception?
Probably.
I don't think so. I kind of like the build up. You know, starting, cause with the first episode, I wasn't too into it. It was just kind of, you know, warming us up, getting us back, you know, into The Last of Us. But I didn't mind them being separate.
Okay.
Yeah. What did you want it to?
I would have liked. I just personally, I would have liked a little bit more. Like, I went back and I realized it did happen early in the game, but I just would have liked a little bit more.
Right. Okay.
Context and, you know, kind of just a little bit more flashbacks of stuff between Joel and her. I think it would have been, it would have been nice for, cause like, you know, my girlfriend is new to The Last of Us altogether. Okay. She's, you know, the first time she's watching or, you know, she never played the games and everything like that. So I feel like for people like her, it would have definitely given a little bit more insight to everything. Mm-hmm. Cause not everyone has played these games.
Right. Very true. Yeah. I have a friend at work and she heard, my manager, his name's Chris and he's a huge fan. And so he was like, have you seen the episode yet? I'm like, no, I'm going to watch it when I go home. Anyway, she heard us talking about it and, you know, her fiance plays games, but she's never heard about this. So she's sitting there and she's like all curious about it and, you know, talking about, you know, when I go home, I'm going to ask my fiance and come to find out, she calls me up and she's like, yeah, he's seen season one and two, but he's never watched it in front of me. And she's like, is this the little girl? I'm like, yeah. So now she's invested into watching and wanting to see more about this game that we're talking about, but not being that she's not a gamer, you know, like you said, she's not going to understand and compare it to the game, but you know, it's good for those that, you know, are new to the franchise, but like that.
Yeah. I think that's okay though. Like if you find the game through the show, I don't have a problem with that. It's a fan.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
100%.
Yes.
But also,
people
just,
I didn't mean like you did. Yes. I'm just saying, like, I think that's, that's good for people to find it that way.
Right. Yeah, no, but what I'm just saying is like, cause some people just won't play the games. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, some people will not go back and play that, especially some people just aren't, you know, the gaming type.
Right.
So like to those people, if they want the extra intake, like, insight, they either have to watch, you know, people play game playthroughs or stuff like that, which to me, that's never the funnest way to consume a video game.
Or even those that don't even know it's a game and just watch the series, they're just thinking, wow, this is an awesome show. Like not knowing that it was a game or anything, just like, wow, I hope there's a season three.
Right, right.
So do we.
We really
so
do.
So do we.
Yeah, we really do. Do you guys have anything else to say? You guys want to shout out anything you guys have coming up? Jason, your channel, please let us know what's going on.
Padawan Frito on Twitch, TikTok, all of the above, Instagram. Going to be getting into some Schedule 1 probably soon. Play that game a little bit. It's a little fun game. Yes. And then I think that's about it. The last thing on the series, RIP Joel. The season, or the episode, RIP Joel.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. I agree. That is crazy.
Jerry Master Tuck, what's up with you, man?
Not much. I'm not anything at the moment. Well, I am working on something still, but I haven't put much time into it recently. But
okay.
Things are happening, possibly, maybe.
Okay. You and I are supposed to do the Assassin's Creed. I chose May 19th, I think it was. It was a Monday. You still want to do that?
I'm down. Absolutely.
Okay, cool. I wanted us to talk about it since we, you know, and kind of give our views on what's out now.
It has to be after like 9 my time. So
oh, yeah. Oh, always, guys. No problem. Yeah. No problem.
Work that time for us,
No, that's fine. I don't mind it. 9:30. It's fine. Your guys' time, that's totally fine. You know, it's all good. Anyways, you guys, RIP Joel, you know, definitely wasn't looking forward to this, but we're done. We're looking forward to next episode. You guys can catch The Last of Us 2. It's streaming on Hulu, via HBO Max. You know, leave us a comment. How hurt were you guys? What did you think about this episode? And you can join us next Wednesday. We will be here for season 2, episode 3, The Last of Us. I can't wait to see what's going to happen in that episode. And as Abby, or not Abby, but as,
Ellie, Dina.
Oh my gosh. As Ellie said, I am going to kill you, Abby. We are going to get you. This is not going to be over with. And I cannot wait till that happens. if it happens the way that it, you know, you guys know. Anyways, you guys know. We may switch some things around. Anyways, you guys can catch me here on Movie Lovers Unite. You guys can catch me over on Rossi's Clubhouse. Gosh, I keep hitting my dresser. Every Monday, there's a new episode. Go check out Kayla AK, Tuvine and Divine. Check her out, Sacramento rapper. She's freaking awesome. Until next time, guys, we appreciate you joining us. Leave us a comment. Leave us a like, subscribe, Movie Lovers Unite. And all the links to these guys are going to be in the description of the video. Padawan Frito, Jedi Master Tuck. We also are Rossi Games, and we'll be back soon with another, you know, something to talk about as far as games, guys. Sorry, guys. We all worked late tonight, and please forgive us. Please, we're working people that's still trying to play games and do this, okay? So we love you guys. Be good to each other, and we are going to be out.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.